Last night's lavishly produced introduction to Bob Dole laid the groundwork for tonight's speech. While the nominating speeches were still going on, I talked about what Dole needs to do tonight with Tennessee Senator Fred Thompson.
He'll need to talk about his economic plan and his tax cut proposal and why he thinks that that will generate additional growth in a country that's really kind of hobbling along at about 2.3% growth. But the other part is going to have to be a different dimension, I think. You know, what he sees on the other side of the mountain for America and how we're going to get there.
Do you think real originality is called for here? Does he need to show us something we haven't seen?
I don't think so. Bob Dole's strength is that he is who he is. He's not the best speaker in the world. He would be the first to tell you that. But he's real. He's real, and I don't think that he needs to try to be inventive, either in terms of new issues or in terms of how he projects himself.
One of the things about Senator Dole, I mean, you've known him for a very long time and worked with him on the Senate staff and the Finance Committee staff before you became a senator yourself. One of the contrasts that immediately comes to mind, even when you disregard philosophical differences, is that Bill Clinton is young, he's bright, he's outgoing, he's glowing. He has that kind of lightness about him, whereas Senator Dole is more taciturn, more saturnine, darker. I mean, it's not exactly a question of image, I guess. It's just a sort of a question of perception.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things about that. Number one is we have to ask ourselves the question, what do we want in a president? We'd say back home, the woods are full of good-looking, loquacious, articulate young men. I don't think that's a primary qualification to be president. The other is that this campaign will allow people to see as it goes on, starting here tonight, the other side of Bob Dole that I saw. I mean, you should see the man when he is around his friends and something comes up that's important to all of us, or when he resigned from the Senate. He's a very warm human being. The real guy was described here by Elizabeth Dole tonight. He's a warm and caring, passionate individual. He can be tough.
I wonder if you think that one of the things that where Bob Dole has had a lot of experience is solving problems, making things happen, putting things together in the Senate. This convention is nothing like that. This is a convention where there are no votes, no problems, no concerns. We don't see Bob Dole in any role except this kind of pastel one, which is being painted by all of the people who are talking about him in this very loving way.
Mm-hmm.
Is this convention going overboard in the other direction?
No, I think it'll be capped off by Bob Dole himself, and I think he'll all put it back into perspective. He knows that he's not a perfect human being, he's just like the rest of us in that regard. He makes no bones about that, but these are his friends. These are people who know him.
Do you think he's... Are you at all worried about Bob Dole delivering speeches? This was one of the things that it's been tough for him in the campaign, and he's really got to knock it out of the park tomorrow night.
No, not really. I mean, you know how those things work. These things come back on themselves. If a person has a little problem, then the expectations are very low. Then he makes a good speech, and everybody thinks it's more wonderful than he otherwise would. So I think that's what's going to happen tomorrow night.
Thanks very much, Senator.
Thank you.
Senator Fred Thompson of Tennessee.